With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. An Auditor General report says public service remuneration hit $3.1 billion between 2020 and 2024, and those salaries accounted for between 46% and 51% of annual government expenditure over the 5 years. Other highlights of the report, remuneration in the entire public sector increased by 37% over the 5 years to $712 million. The number of public servants increased by 14% to about 7,900, and the average remuneration of public servants increased 19% from about $76,000 in 2020 to $90,000 in 2024. You can find the full report at auditorgeneral.gov.ky. Now, in addition to the OAG report, the Deputy Governor-Designate also tabled annual HR reports for government for 2023, 24, and 25.
Mr. Speaker, by the end of 2025, the civil service employed 4,988 individuals, accounting for 60% of the entire public sector workforce, with public servants within statutory authorities and government-owned companies comprising the remaining 40%, bringing the total headcount of the public service to 8,302 persons.
The Honorable Gloria McField Nixon told MPs this represented a 3.5% increase across the entire public sector, reflecting, quote, targeted recruitment to meet service demand while maintaining fiscal discipline and value for money.
Mr. Speaker, the public services still stand as the largest employer of Caymanians. We are proud to have maintained this standard and aim to further grow our already high percentage. By the end of 2025, the number of Caymanians employed within the public service was 5,872, representing 70.7% of all employees.
And the plan is to continue to do what's necessary to attract and retain Caymanian talent.
Our compensation package remains competitive, particularly for entry-level and lower-skilled roles, and continues to strengthen the civil services position as an employer of choice. Between December 2023 and December 2025, the average annual salary increased by $5,146 for the year, going from $58,215 to $63,361.
The Deputy Governor-Designate said 2025 marked the 11th consecutive year that average civil service salaries increased. In Finance Committee, MPs greenlit a $5 million supplemental appropriation to support Cayman's preparation for the fifth round mutual evaluation by the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force. The money will be used for, well, RSFC Chair, the Honorable Rolston Anglin.
The procurement of specialist anti-money laundering, counter-terrorist financing, and counter-proliferation financing, technical assistance from an external consultant, and two, capacity, operational, and implementation needs across competent authorities involved in the mutual evaluation process.
That brings the 2026 budget to combat illicit financing to just under $8.5 million. In other news, the Grand Court is nearing a verdict in the wounding case against Ricardo Taylor. He's accused of stabbing a man during a domino game at the West Bay Public Beach last year. The justice hearing the case is expected to continue summing up the evidence today, with the jury set to deliberate after that. And the Postal Service says it has stopped accepting parcels containing goods bound for EU countries. That's because of new duty requirements introduced across the European Union. Document mail, however, remains unaffected. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. The UN's human rights chief has warned that a catastrophe is unfolding in Sudan's North Kordofan state as the country's brutal civil war continues. Volker Turk told an emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council that for 18 months, civilians in the state had been subjected to siege-like conditions by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Iran's president has paid his respects to the country's late supreme leader Ali Khamenei at the Grand Mosallah Mosque in Tehran. The Ayatollah's coffin is on display, along with those of four family members, including a young granddaughter, killed with him at the start of the war launched by the US and Israel in February. Interpol says it's searching for a Ukrainian woman who is suspected of planting a bomb which injured three people in Monaco on Monday. The suspect, identified as Anastasia Berezovska, was disguised as a man and reportedly detonated the device by remote control. The US has withdrawn most of the troops it deployed to Nigeria for operations against Islamic State militants in the region. Washington says it will continue supporting Nigerian forces through intelligence sharing. BBC News.